KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Last summer, during torrential rains, the Mill Pond Dam in Manawa was damaged, causing flooding. An engineering firm told the city yesterday that repairing that dam, built in the late 1800s, is not an option, and it should be demolished and rebuilt to the tune of $8 million. Just removing the dam and returning the Mill Pond to the river channel would cost the city about $700,000. One Oshkosh West High School junior did what less than 0.25% of American students can do each year. He achieved a perfect score of 36 on his ACTs. Roman Stonick credits his hours of studying and participation in the math team with his success. Two of his classmates, Aria Bowler and Samuel Kirshner, each earned an impressive score of 35. All are outstanding academic achievements and place the students from Oshkosh among the top students nationwide. Meat Fest is coming to the Rush Expo on Saturday. And while Meat Fest in itself is an event to experience, within the event is a competition that fans of cooking shows like Top Chef, MasterChef Junior, and Chopped will love. Amy Shadian, the event's designer, said the kids' cooking competition will shake things up a bit for Meat Fest.
They had to submit their information, a recipe of something that they're really proud of, and then a one-minute video of why they should be chosen. The videos were so cute. I'm so excited to see these kids in person. They just have such personality. And it's just going to be fun to watch.
Two groups of kids will compete, 8 to 12-year-olds and 13 to 17-year-olds. Doors for Meat Fest at the Resch open at 11 a.m. Saturday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent while the team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we visit with 2 powerful Medicaid advocates who share their stories and help debunk some of the rhetoric behind the looming Medicaid cuts.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, here are your hosts, Connie Feldman and Jim Schmidt. John Mino is off today, so far so good. You're awesome. You got good energy.
This is so much fun. I love radio. This is great.
Do you? Good. Yeah. Well, radio's cool because the people are, I mean, it's a little stressful with Todd, but it's really kind of a...
You know, you want it stressful? Todd will walk out right now.
You know,
good luck,
buddy. I just used the restroom, and I noticed the difference between radio and television, and the morning show and television. You know, you have a mic on.
Right.
It's clipped underneath your clothes.
Yeah.
And you have to remember.
To shut it off.
Turn that mic off when
we
use
got it
the
bugged.
Restroom.
We got it bugged. We
heard it. I learned that the hard way.
did you?
I sure did.
Well, that's funny. So anyway, we have some great guests coming in, and I just want to introduce Shane. You are in here. You are what is your title? You're at Bassett Mechanical,
yeah.
And you're our, tell me what your title is. I want to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm at Bassett Mechanical. I'm our business development manager for our HVAC and plumbing side of the world, and it's on our mechanical contracting side. So that means really more of your large scale projects.
All right. And not only do you run that, but you're also a volunteer on the board of the new community shelter, and you have an event coming up. So I'm going to talk about 2 things. I want to talk about the golf outing, and maybe we'll start with that. But I'm a big believer in the trades. I teach, you know, I teach at TC. And I think you say if somebody goes to TC, I mean, they can get a good job in your industry.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We're signatory to the sheet metal and pipe fitter unions. So when you think about mechanical contracting, you kind of think about those paths as well as plumbers. So they'll get into a 5-year apprenticeship program. With that, they'll be taking classes out at
TC.
Those
are some nice paying jobs.
And they, oh, God, yeah.
There was some study on, I don't know if it was who did the study, but I think there were more unemployed lawyers than there were unemployed plumbers.
I believe it. I mean, we're hiring for plumbers, fitters. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you, you make more than you do on TV. I'm telling you.
And I think this area is good. We got a lot of building going on. A lot of things. You guys keep busy. I know you and your competitors are always either trucks everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you drive down the road, you'll see Tweak Air trucks. You'll see August Winter trucks, JF Ahern, Bassett Mechanical. I mean, we're all over the place.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. But one of the reasons I wanted you to come in here was this is the time of year that there's fundraisers going on. And the way nonprofits work is through fundraising. And many of us, like at the new community shelter, we don't charge the homeless to live there, right? I mean, we take care of them. And so many people offer these free services, but they need to raise money. And you got an event coming up. So why don't you tell us about, and you have a lot of events at New Community, but this is a good one.
Yeah, we do. This is one that I back quite heavily. So yeah. I've been on the board of directors with New Community Shelter for coming up on 5 years.
Really?
Good. Been involved with them for just about over 10 years. And over the past, this will be my 3rd year. on the, as far as the golf committee goes, kind of like the committee lead.
Okay.
So really what we have is July 14th, Monday, July 14th. We have our 30th annual golf outing coming up, which is crazy to me.
30 years.
It's 30 years. Can you guys believe that?
Hey, they do a big thing with Todd and I and a couple of people from the Civic Media went to the bowling thing has got to be close to 30 years as well. Another fundraiser at New Community. And, but this golf thing, I worked it last year. Yeah, tell us more about it.
Oh, this golf thing is amazing. So we are out at Oneida Golf and Country Club, which is a beautiful place to go out and golf. I mean, when you're out there, it's immaculate. It's a private club. So really an opportunity to get out there for people that may not have been there. But really, I guess the way we look at how we do our golf outing, it's different than other golf outings. Other golf outings, you're on every hole and it seems like somebody's hitting you up for fundraising activities or whatever that may be. We try and stay away from that. And we really tag ourselves as the fastest golf outing in northeastern Wisconsin. So instead of having to get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, you don't get home till 8 o'clock at night. We have a shotgun start at 10:30.
Oh, yeah, nice.
We'll get you in. We'll serve you lunch out on the course, and then when you come in, we'll have heavy hors d'oeuvres, a short little program, and you're out of there by 5 o'clock and back home to your family.
Yeah,
like they didn't even know you were golfing that day, which could be a good thing.
Have you ever run into any alligators on the course?
That's did you hear that? We're talking about alligators this morning.
I didn't, but there might have been a hippo one time.
Think of all the money and all the good you've done in the community over those 30 years. What an impact you've had.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, Jim, you can speak to it as well as I can. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're doing at New Community Shelter is amazing. You know, it's our fight to end homelessness one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
It is.
That's a tough challenge. Tougher than I thought till I got into the office. And even this morning, I was documenting, I guess. I was taking pictures. We have a long ways to go, though.
Yeah.
We do. Getting people back into the system and getting them trained and learning how to cook, learning how to shop, learning how to budget, learning how to just do a lot of things. And obviously learning how to stay sober. And that's hard to do. And that's when you say one person at a time, it truly is that way.
It really is. I mean, you look at it, it's kind of a thing where you're striving for perfection, knowing that you're never going to reach it, right? And it's just one of those battles that you got to fight. And it's one person at a time. I mean, what Chris and Terry and Shannon and everybody do over at the shelter, it's just amazing what they do.
Well, and you look at the economy right now, grocery shopping, a lot of people are one paycheck away, from really struggling.
We'll get to that. Yeah. It's worth Shane Raymaker. He's with Bassett Mechanical, and he also serves, and Bassett does a lot of that. You guys allow your employees to get out and get involved. A lot of companies do that, but some companies don't. I mean, I worked for a company and they're like, look, because I like to get involved. No. You work here. We're paying you. We need all your attention here. Okay. But I think that's great that Bassett does that and that you're doing that. And you're taking care of the golf outing that's coming up in July. I want to just circle back to the food thing. Food's expensive.
Yep.
And it's expensive. We spend $90,000 on food.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And we shop right. And so when people are going to, we don't really use the term graduate, but when they go through our program, part of the you're going to be out of here in, 2-3 months, you start taking them shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, stay around the perimeter because all the junk's not the greatest stuff is in the middle. But to use these food pantries, I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No.
I mean, you can go in there and Paul's Pantry is like unbelievable. Manna's great. And so we teach them all that. And then cooking for one.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to do that. And we need to teach them that as well.
Too.
It's what amazed me, Shane, when I started working there is, how, I would say this the right way, but how much they didn't know. Like, if you're like 30, well, just think you know how to cook, shop, clean. And I don't know. It really is pretty basic, right, Shane?
Oh, it is. And the programs that we have over at the shelter are amazing, from being able to build your own resume, much as that goes a long way, too, to teaching them how to cook and do whatever they need to do.
Well, and, it's a lot cheaper to eat junk food. It is.
Right.
You can go if you can't afford the fresh produce and everything, you can go pick it up at Paul's Pantry or places like that. And then you help them, learn how to incorporate that because it is, if you want to go through a drive through or anything, it's cheaper to eat junk. So.
Yeah. And I think we do a pretty good job of
yep.
understanding budgeting. I mean, that's just key. The other thing that I think is important is to do things not everything's expensive. So we go cherry picking, apple picking.
Sure.
We went to the, Don and I took him to the wildlife sanctuary. That's free.
Oh, yeah.
We had a picnic. It was just great. And
AVB concert.
Right.
Right.
Even the botanical gardens, when we went there, no, granted, we paid for that. I think it was $8. And we were driving home, like, oh, never go there again. I'm like, yeah, you will. Yeah. Just you can volunteer. You know, yeah. I think if you volunteer, what, 4 hours, you get 2 tickets or something.
Yep.
But they have to learn how to live like the rest of us, you know? Anyway, and I'm so glad you're on that board. But so the golf outing, you got sponsorships open? What's open there?
Oh, yeah. So back to the golf outing. So we're getting close. We're about a month and a half away from July 14th. So that's going to cruise up really quickly on us. So right now we have approximately 22 foursomes that have signed up. We have space for 32. That's our goal to hit this year. So,
all right, so 10 openings, good.
Yeah, so we're feeling really close to it. We've got some major sponsors, corporate sponsors, golf and tee sponsors. So you get your foursome, you get lunch out on the course, heavy hors d'oeuvres after. And that's really a great space to hop into what we're doing over there and helping out the new community shelter.
And those are a lot of fun. If you've ever been a part of one of those, they're a lot of fun to be a part of.
Oh, it's a blast.
That's a lot of fun. How much is the I know this is a little pricey, but I want to talk about the cause. We did a little bit. I want to talk about it again. But how much is a foursome?
Yeah. So typically, or not typically, but it is actually $2,000 for a foursome. Okay. And that's a golf and tee sponsor.
Right. And so if you own the company, want to take three of your best customers or just reward the employees, that is a good golf outing to go to. And it's like, oh my God, $2,000. But it really goes, we just talked about where the money goes.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that stuff goes to any administration, and it's just boom, right to the residents at the homeless shelter.
It stays right to the residents at the shelter, and that's like you said, Jim. That's what Bassett does. You know, we'll have a foursome, and it's just a great way for me to potentially take some of my clients there, as well as you know, other people to do how they want it.
And all the golf. When I was mayor, every Monday I got invited to golf. I'm a terrible golfer. Like I throw my clubs, you know, I get mad. But you know what keeps me in the game is once in a while I hit like a perfect shot. I'm telling you, it's like Tiger Woods. It's not that good. But sometimes I'll chip something and be like, wait, I can do this. So that keeps me in the game. But that's maybe good 10 good shots out of probably takes me 70 or 80 to get through 9 holes. But
sounds about right.
Well, and think about how much fun it is to go on golf, but then, you know, how much good you're doing while you're out there is, you know, really fulfilling.
And the camaraderie's fun. I mean, it's fun to tease each other. Yep. And that's a pretty good time. So, you got some you got 10 foursomes open.
Correct.
So a business can call, what's the contact? Are they calling us? It's calling you?
Yeah. So you can actually just go to a New Community Shelter website and hit the events tab. And under the events, you'll see the golf outing.
Okay, cool.
And then you'll be able to pull up the sponsorship and that explains you how to go ahead and sign up.
All right.
And if you have my personal cell phone, you can get a hold of me too.
I do.
yeah, you do.
What else? Sponsorship, if somebody can't make it, did you have some signs? Or
we do have some other. So if you want to be a tee and green sponsor, that's $500. So that gets your name out there. We have lots of corporate sponsors that are out there, so it may be a good way for somebody to get their name out there. We have lunch sponsor, golf cart sponsors, skin sponsors, so plenty of opportunities to sponsor for this program.
And before we move off the golf, and I want you to stick around, I want to talk a little bit more about the mechanical opportunities engineering for people in Green Bay. But before we leave that, I think it's important that your golf outing, you're not nickel and dimed every hole. Because I've been to those and so have you.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to say, look, this has been paid for by whoever. And this is going to be fun. And it's going to be great. We're going to meet some very nice people. I know some of the people have signed up already. And that's a good group.
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, we've had, you'd go out there and you don't get nickel and dimed like Jim just said. It's amazing. And you get to meet a lot of great people.
It is. And it's. When you look around, that's Green Bay, too.
It is.
I think that's cool. A lot of business people are there. And just, that's... Well, thank you for doing that, Shane. And, you know, you're up there in the company. I just think it's really important that companies allow people like you to be on boards and commissions because that's how this city works.
Yeah.
And I know that. Politicians might take a little credit, and they deserve some of it, but the real work comes from these nonprofits and people like you.
Yeah. So, yeah. It does. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that.
Green Bay is just a really giving community when it comes to these things.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome. All right. Shane Raymaker with Bassett Mechanical. You're going to stick around. We're going to talk about career opportunities for some of the youth in our community. All right.
Beautiful.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Mine Own the Mayor. I come Connie and the Mayor, sorry.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hey, neighbors in need. There's a new free laundry washing event coming up this week. Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And May 30th from 5:30 till 9 p.m. at Coin Laundry on Military in Green Bay, Laundry Love is hosting its next event for free laundry washing for all neighbors in need. And they're encouraging you to bring your bedding, too, because it's not going to qualify for the load limits. Quarters, soap, dryer sheets, it's all provided. So check it out. Go to wgbw.fm, click events.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket. It.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Connie the Mayor here on a, like, a beautiful day, right? I mean, we're going to get up to 72, Todd said.
A gorgeous day in Green Bay.
I had 67 written down here. I'm glad I'm off. So we're here with Shane Raymaker. He is with Bassett Mechanical and is really chairing one of the fundraisers at the new community shelter, and that's the golf outing that's coming up in July. And the contact information we'll give you, just go to the website, newcommunityshelter.org. Scroll down to the event tab and everything's on there you want. You can be a sponsor, you can pick up a foursome, but and we talked about how the money really goes to a great cause, and that cause is ending homelessness. Shane, I want to talk to you when we were talking. Would you talk more about the career opportunities in plumbing and HVAC? Some of us didn't grow up in that world, you know, and I think what concerns people more than wages is job security. Getting laid off is not a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you experienced it, but I sure did.
Anywhere.
Yep. Anywhere. And there just seems to be more job security in the trades than there is in, I don't know, what do you call it, white collar?
Yeah, we could call it that. And you're hitting the nail on the head with that, Jim, to be honest with you. You know, our pipe fitters, plumbers, sheet metal workers, we have so many projects going on. We also... or throughout the United States, we do work for our clients as well, too. So if you want the opportunity to travel, there's that opportunity. You can pick up as much of that type of work as you want to, too.
How great is that if you're 23, 24,
man,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. You get to see the United States.
Right.
So.
Yeah. On your nickel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about that. I think when people think about plumbing HVAC, you think of, you know, a warehouse or something. But how about that project you picked up in Manitowoc.
Yeah, so actually, as soon as I leave here today, I'm going over to the Manitowoc Maritime Museum with my chief engineer and one of my other engineers, and we're looking at bringing a solution to renovate the HVAC system for that. I didn't know, but you can actually sleep overnight.
This is that sub.
That submarine. That,
I don't know if you've been down there, Todd.
They Isn't that cool?
Unbelievable submarine they brought. That was a long time ago they brought that in. And you know, they blow the horn, scared the bejesus out of everybody. But that is like one of the coolest things in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it really is.
Good. It gets a little hot in there, so good. Get that HVAC. We
gotta keep you cool if you're sleeping overnight, Jim. That's when you get kicked out of the house. You gotta go there.
They gotta add another place too.
You play Bobby Vinton all night long.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. That's snuggle music. Okay. the museum. Well, that's a great museum. The guy who runs it used to run ours, or a good friend of mine. But that submarine. That's. How cool is that to work on that submarine, right?
Oh, it's going to be really cool. Like I say, we're going there to look at it today. It's actually going to be getting towed up to Sturgeon Bay to Bay Shipbuilding. I want to say it's closer to September. It'll be there for a couple of weeks. They'll have it dry docked. At that point in time, they want to have the opportunity to be able to, do whatever they need to do to bring it up to today's standards. Awesome.
So if there's a student that is going to be a senior or maybe isn't sure what he or she wants to do, what's the first step? Is it going to TC? Is it calling you? Do you have a shadow program, internship? I mean, how does that field work?
Yeah, absolutely. What we try and do is bring in as many kids just to have them understand what it's like to work and the ability to earn a great career. You work hard, but you earn a great career.
Yeah.
So if anybody wanted to reach out to me and they were interested, say they're in high school and they're interested, feel free to reach out to me. It's just Shane, Shane.Raymaker@BassettMechanical.com, and I can get you pointed to the right direction. Our HR team is awesome.
That's awesome, Shane, because I think a lot of these guys who work for you also have the cottages and the snowmobiles. They got the toys.
That's a good paying job. Absolutely.
It's great. You're taken care of pretty well.
And the fact that your company, and I want to applaud them, but for allowing you to give time to the charity, because that we need that.
Right? Yeah, we're a fourth generation family owned business. Kim Bassett she's our CEO and president right now, and she's awesome. She loves when we're able to get out and do what we can in the community.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Local community.
Why did you pick New Community? I mean, there's so many opportunities, and I'm sure you got calls too. Can you help us? Can you help us? There's so many of those. I think we have. Oh, I was looking at the number of 501c3s in our community. I mean, it's in the thousands. I'm not kidding you.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
But you...
Yeah, so it was, I want to say, probably 12, 13 years ago, I was working for Tweaker at Mechanical at the time.
Yep.
And New Community Shelter was one that was near and dear to Tim and Judy Howell's
heart. Oh, they were great. And they owned Tweaker.
Yeah, and they owned Tweaker. So I had the opportunity to be introduced to New Community Shelter at that time. Started giving back, serving meals, and then just wanted to continue to be more active. And then I want to say about 5 years ago, Terry... had reached out and said, hey, we have a board opportunity. You've been around here for a while. It'd be great to have you on the board. I'm like, oh, I'm not a business owner. And she's like, no, we need people like you to do this.
She's got a good eye for making a board that helps the community shelter survive. We have lawyers on there, but we have it's just a real mix of people, and across the street here, Schreiber, got someone.
Yeah, Corey Dorn over there.
Right. It's just nice to have that mix of people. And we get along, and that's not a board that just rubber stamps. I mean, they really have a lot of input into what's going on there, and I think that's cool. So I think that I want to just, before I let you go here, I want companies to do more of that. We just need that. Look, I kind of know a little bit what this community needs, and we need the private sector to help the nonprofits.
Yeah.
Financially, but of course, but talent-wise, to get around that board and say, look, where are we going with this? What is our mission? Are we really fulfilling our mission here? Those are important questions that you guys ask that keeps everybody accountable.
Yeah, it is. And I wouldn't be afraid if you're somebody that's not a business owner.
No.
And to reach out to any of the nonprofits that we have and find something that's near and dear to your heart.
And the community, like I said, the community is going to come out and support you.
Right.
But we need the business leadership to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you make a good point that if you have a passion for something, Alzheimer's or just the youth, Boys and Girls Club, just there's so many things. We try to do everything here in Green Bay, and I think I really applaud the city for that or the community for that. But if you call them and say, look, can I help? As you have a board opening, there's a pretty good chance they're going to want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true.
We just had a text. If Shane could give the email address again with spelling.
Okay, so it's shane.raymaker@bassettmechanical.com. So that's shane.raymaker@bassettmechanical.com.
All right.
We'll also have it in our socials and our blogs and all that kind of stuff. We'll put that in there. Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks for all you're doing, Shane. This is awesome. Helping the youth, helping the homeless. You're doing it all. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
See you at the golf outing.
Yeah. Thanks, Connie.
All right. We'll be right back with Connie the Mayor. You have to let that rocket grow. The oil paradise.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You've heard the phrase, April showers bring May flowers. Well, in the Beaver Dam area, that's definitely the case. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And coming up June 13th through the 15th, Wisconsin will celebrate its Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival in the Beaver Dam area. Michelle Ovens is one of the participants. She owns and operates Ovens Peony Farms in Beaver Dam. She's got about 100 varieties of different peonies that she'll be presenting. And she said, while many people enjoy the beauty of the flower, they have to recognize and respect the economic punch it can deliver.
When we first started this, the state of Wisconsin Tourism, they reported 900 people coming to the farm here, and that generated over $130,000 in the community. Well, can you imagine if we have 5,000 people, what that generates in the community for gas, for lodging, for food? The economic impact for the community through this agritourism is just incredible. And that's really one of the big motivating factors for us to bring these events through agritourism to the public.
Michelle Ovens from Ovens Peony Festival, one of the hosts for the upcoming Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. The other reason why it's a big deal this year is the American Peony Society conventions held during the festival. That's going to bring enhanced attendance, Ovens says, and they only come to Wisconsin once every 8 to 10 years.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And we're just learning how successful this year's Midwest Horse Fair was back in April. Show organizers say that Saturday had an attendance record broken with over 25,000 fairgoers on hand, 60,000 through the course of the weekend. They hosted 37 breed and discipline groups, 800 horses, and 37 stallions. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with an outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. Nice day, high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Mix of clouds and sun on Friday, highs in the upper 70s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow morning is a free ticket Friday. Your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Brew Crew Saturday, June 7th at San Diego. Got chances to win all day tomorrow. But, of course, right here on Mino and the Mayor after 6 a.m., we'll have your keyword. So if you haven't done so already, download that Civic Media app and get set to win tomorrow on a free ticket Friday. Now back to Mino and the Mayor this morning with Jim Schmidt and Connie Feldman.
All right, I was just going to say that. Welcome back to Connie Feldman.
Thought I'd get it right once.
You did. Then, yeah. Because I wasn't getting it right.
He
I got it now,
confusing
though.
Confusing me with Mino.
Which is easy to do.
Yeah, you know, yeah, people do it all the time.
So anyway, yeah, it's a great day today. Just again, the weather, we're going to be in the low 70s today. And get out there and enjoy it. We have a in-house sponsor guest here, the dispensary. A very unique business here in Green Bay, specialized business, I guess, and throughout the country. And welcome, Jacob.
Good morning, Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, Middleton.
You got stores in all three of those markets, don't you?
We've got stores in several other markets as well. Janesville, Sheboygan, shout out Shebagdad. We've also
Shebagdad?
I just learned that recently.
I never heard it called that before.
It's a tickler. And also the co-founder of the dispensary in-house today, Brandon Danforth.
Yeah. Shout out. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Brandon.
I want to get to all you have coming up, but I just want to go back a couple weeks. The NFL draft brought in 200,000 people. I mean, a total of 600,000, I guess, came through the gates. You, down on Oneida Street, had an event because we talked about it on this show. I think you had some players coming and some specials. And everyone who comes in here, I'm trying to gauge them, A, B, C. How'd you rate the draft, you guys?
The draft experience, I'd give it an A+.
Yeah.
Now, as to the how the businesses did locally, independent scoring, big time.
It was tough. I jumped in there for a bit, had a good time personally, and then I think for the business side of things, hearing a lot of stories locally that it was tough.
Yeah, all 200,000 folks walking straight to and back to their car.
Yep, definitely a big learning experience for us, and it was a good time with our team. But the actual event itself was tough. It was tough.
A growth opportunity.
Growth opportunity. It's just we prepare. I feel like it was very overhyped. It's a good way to put it, I guess. Overhyped.
It's a fan-driven affair. So if you're not a fan, anything else that's going on outside of what you're a fan of.
Okay. Yeah.
Means nothing.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is for twofold. I want to really hear from you. But the other thing, my friend is the economic development director in Pittsburgh, which is where it's going. And I just want to say, look, be aware of this, that inside the fenced area, inside the campus, very, very successful. Outside the campus, we had some people struggle.
Great thing to tell them.
Yeah. Seriously. That's just really good advice.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how it went for us. I think.
And you could have all the good energy you want, but when folks are on a mission, just like back home where I'm from, people go to D.C. to see the monuments. Not too much going on outside of the monuments.
Yeah. Right.
Not too much at all going on.
And you're just a couple blocks away, but people wanted, where they were heading to Lambeau, they wanted to get to Lambeau.
Right. 100% right. They were walking downhill, 100 miles an hour, downhill, go see. And what an experience it was to see all the people on those aerial shots.
Yes.
I wasn't aware that there was that many people here.
Me neither, no.
And it was kind of glad I'm not shoulder to shoulder down there right now. I get a little claustrophobic at times, but thankfully for the dispensary having some receptor line products, I was able to still be functional.
Yeah, the products themselves, the mobile dispensary. So we had a mobile dispensary out there. It's the thing we take to the events and we provide the products and have the stuff available and education pieces and whatever. And they did pretty well.
They did pretty well, absolutely.
You guys talk a little bit more about your product line, and then we'll get to the events coming up.
Yeah. The Receptor line that we got rolling out. Shout out Shane Passamoni. Been working very, very hard back at HQ trying to figure this out. He's the production manager. We have a THC-free line. So all those law enforcement, firefighters, federal employees, if you will, or just folks that have to kind of withstand from THC, the active psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, well, the dispensary has now figured it out on a national scale and will be implementing into all of our stores this non-psychoactive line that's going to help you with pain, sleep, and focus, and a lot more variants to come as well.
Is it as effective?
Yes, it's just without the psychoactivity, without you feeling that chink in the eye, without you feeling a little bit of, ooh.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing a lot of in-house research right now, a lot of R&D.
This
was a big meeting yesterday we had, and so a lot of people are trying this product. But I say a lot of people, a lot of our staff, a lot of people, we get to beta test this product, and they are really enjoying it, too. And that's without getting, some people don't like to get high, or have the effects of THC, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, what options are for me? And this is something that's available. Police officers, firefighters, teachers, or whoever has to deal with
something. Or if you take
like
other medications that your doctor might not recommend you have with getting high, per se, this non-psychoactive line is going to be groundbreaking for folks that have always had that stigma of, oh, I'll never be able to get the benefits of cannabis because I'll just get high from it. That's an absolute farce. You stop by the dispensary here in the next month or so, you'll be able to check out that Receptor line and get those benefits.
I'm glad you're talking about that because of the education and awareness, I think, is really crucial. I was knowing you guys were going to be on the show this morning, I was doing a little just background research because I didn't know as much as I should. So I'm glad to have you guys on and talking about what people need to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm not sure I knew you did research and development. I thought you were kind of a distributor. I think that's great.
Wow.
That you're.
I'm glad that we can educate you right now. Right. We do everything ourselves, ground up.
In manufacturing, we call that new product development, which is what you're doing.
Yeah. Shane, like I said, Shane Passamoni. Shout out to Shane.
Shout out to Shane and the crew.
Production.
Right. Bryce lead. Miller as well.
Bryce Miller. Yeah. Those guys, they're the ones who send it out, take the feedback in, and we do some, I don't know what to call it, anecdotal evidence or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Well, you've done some market research on this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the issues that people come to you with looking for help that you can treat and give them some guidance and really help people out?
A lot of cancer-like symptoms. A lot of cancer-like symptoms. It seems that the number one treatment for cancer, in a sense of relieving those symptoms, especially those going through chemo. A shout out to my grandfather back in Monroe, Michigan, Detroit Beach Boat Club. Papa Mike, I love you. Thank you for being a warrior. And for using cannabis and giving it a shot. A lot of cancer patients. And beyond that, a lot of anxiety. A lot of young anxiety these days for some reason. When I was 21, I thought life was peachy. You know, we're rocking and rolling, feel good. I wasn't quite, you know, in the industry yet. But, man, there's so much anxiety in our youth.
Yep.
And it's really cool to be able to tell them, hey, we can simmer that down without getting you overly blasted, you know. We don't want to overdose anybody with the THC as much as it is our industry. We're not at the counter. We preach education first. And so we're going to tend to whether you have a disability, internal, external, whether it be up top or down low. And then we're going to figure out, are you allowed to have sugar? Yeah. Cater a couple diabetics come in there occasionally. We don't want to give them too much sugar. So we'll wean away from a gummy and go towards a tincture, something with a lot less sugar. But as far as ailments, I mean, John has got a bad Achilles right now. We've got rubs that go a long way when it comes to, oh, shout out Todd right there. He's got
old radio guy, right? I've got my headphones and my mic muff in my bag, and I've got this stuff for my knee, and it helps.
Well, you know, we're just talking about Better Sleep Month. I bet you guys have something for sleep.
100%.
When you talk about the anxiety, people just can't sleep.
It's a Better Sleep Month.
Yeah,
it is. It's supposed to be.
Really, Brandon, it is. This month is dedicated to a better sleep month, and we're gonna have some people on with these nebulizers. What are they?
CPAP machines.
CPAP machines.
Yep.
And but you guys can help as well. Talk about the sleep because, like Connie said, you go into a physician for medical or for mental, they're gonna ask you about your sleep.
And I'll lay awake at night. My brain's just spinning. It won't stop.
I just told Jacoby in the lobby. Like, I hit a good level last night because I crashed. And it was amazing. It's been a minute and that's just what a lot of our products can do. So,
yeah,
right. And I like an edible product for something like that because your body, it lasts for hours. So now you're in the zone and you're sleeping. Till this morning, I woke up. I was like, dang, I feel pretty good. Like,
no interruption, no midnight pee break.
Nothing.
That's, wow. That's the beauty of cannabis.
I was out. It was good.
And even just having a little bit of that psychoactive portion in the evening time, when you've wrapped up all taskings, we're not operating any more vehicles today. You take a Prohibition 9, 10 milligram gummy at 6:30, 7 p.m. I go to bed at 8:39. I don't know about you guys. I've been trying to dial that in. No more going to bed after 10. Really prioritizing sleep because it is sleep month.
I'm doing the same thing.
Let's go. Yep. And trying not to drink too much either before going to bed. I hate having to get up to pee, but something about the cannabis metabolizing over the several hours that I am asleep, keeping me down with just one gummy of a Prohibition 9. That you basically created, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sold on that. Tell us where we can get, how we contact you. And then I want to get back to the pain management a little bit. But first of all, you guys are here from the dispensary and we appreciate all you're doing for people. How do we contact you? You got websites, phone numbers? What's the easiest way?
Yep. Website. TheD8Dispensary.com is our website. We're on social media. I think if you just type in the dispensary, mm-hmm. we should be pretty top up.
That's
there.
That's
what right
I did.
Now.
I Googled you.
Yeah, so it should be pretty good in terms of searchability, just the dispensary. And then
if you're looking for a phone number to call during the hours of 9 a.m. to about 7 p.m., if you got any questions, dial it up at 920-489-2047. One more again. 920-489-2047. Get a hold of a professional. Let he or she know what you are dealing with, that you are comfortable, and then come receive the guidance in person. If not, you can save that gas and get it over the phone, and you can order online via the websites that Brandon just provided to you.
Well, you can get delivery of our edible products only at Prohibition9.com.
Yeah, which that's statewide, nationwide, as a matter of fact.
Yes, so you can do delivery of edible products only. So we have that available.
Prohibition9.com. Very easy to type out.
I want to give a shout out to your customer service. I mean, you walk in there and it's like, okay, this is the first time I've been in a place like this. But you guys are super friendly and you ask the right questions. And because you come in, sleep, anxiety, pain management, and I don't know how many products you carry, but you have a lot there.
Quite a bit. I actually keep track of them all on a daily basis.
That's you?
It's actually very fun, very stressful. Shout out my boss, Cliff Wagner, absolute dog and combat veteran. He's been blown up once, and he's just served his country the right way. And now he's serving Americans on the civilian side, and that's kind of what brought me out here to Green Bay. Todd's signaling 2 minutes, so I just want to shout out everybody listening right now. Get on down to the dispensary and just ask your questions. And on a nationwide scale, we're a wellness company. THC has a stigma. The D8 dispensary is a wellness company. A lot of good things are brewing right now. We're talking possible use of mushrooms into some products. We're talking about possible use of caffeine or other ingredients that might help build more stimuli on top of what we're already delivering.
That's what I was going to ask is, what do you find is the most common misconception that's keeping people from actually getting the help that they need?
The overwhelming first-time use. Okay. Like everybody imagining that the first time they consume cannabis, they're going to go on some Wizard of Oz trip.
And I mean, can we have that happen?
Yeah. Some of us are hopeful.
Click my heels three times.
But that would be the biggest hindrance towards the new lifeblood of cannabis users.
Yeah. Educate yourself.
Or those that are gaining the benefits from cannabis. It's been stigmatized the wrong way for years.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about that because I think there's some older people too that think they're getting into drugs, and it's not. You guys are really, the stuff you have is great. All right, we're going to be right back. We're here with the Brandon, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right, with the dispensary. Stick around, Connie and the Mayor.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your Pell experience starts with a free in-home consultation.
It was a really comfortable kitchen table chat. We knew Pella was going to get it right the first time, and they designed a project with us. They didn't just replace our windows and doors.
There are so many options that are available, so it was nice to have someone narrow those down, and they made sure that the design was what we wanted.
Don't wait. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 531-2025.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. A reminder, tomorrow is, of course, Free Ticket Friday. And starting on Monday, Scotty Summer is back. Your chance to win trips around Wisconsin in the Civic Media statewide contest. Back now to Mino and the Mayor this morning with Jim Schmidt and Connie Feldman.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are here with the guys from the dispensary. And
you guys look like you're having a little bit of laughter in there. And I feel like I'm left out in the studio. Well, Connie, what were you laughing about?
Well, we're learning a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
We're learning a lot.
And we're buying a lot. So, yeah, these guys are great. The dispensary, we just got a nice text in here. Love the dispensary and everything they provide the customers. Super knowledgeable. I can vouch for that. And always there to answer any questions I may have. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. That's live? That's a live comment?
He just sent that in. Somebody sent that in.
Dalton, I believe. Dalton.
We were just talking about how important Dalton. That is because of the misconception.
The dog. But thank you.
We're talking about how the stigma thing, and we're going to just clarify that. How much you can help with things besides, I don't know, getting high. That's not why you exist. You exist to help people with anxiety.
It's therapeutic, yeah.
Depression, sleep. Yep. And that's cool stuff to get them in there. What is the most common that people come to see about?
I think there's a large range. I know that a lot, our whole entire customer base is 21 to
65 plus.
Mm-hmm. I've served a 95-year-old in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Male and or whatever, you know, like all walks of life. And so you hear one of the most craziest stories that I remember is the first customers that I took, and there's a girl that had just broken up with her fiance or something, came in just losing it. It was very, very upset.
Emotionally distraught
and came to see us just to chill out. I was like, okay, that's a good read. That's something to use, like, if you're going through something like that, all the way to what Jacoby said.
Heartbreak to cancer, yeah, to trouble sleeping,
yeah,
to even if you have bad blood pressure. My uncle Dennis back home can attest to this, that our Delta 10 line, and it's just a Delta 10, it's just a cannabinoid. Like Delta 9 is the main psychoactive cannabinoid for cannabis. Delta 10 is a little bit lesser psychoactive. However, it still has all the therapeutic properties. And if you have high blood pressure, Delta 10 is one of your best friends. Not saying it's a fix-all, be-all.
Right.
But when my uncle consumes our Delta 10 edibles and does a reading, his readings are darn near perfect.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I played with a drummer in a band one time, and he swore he always had to use cannabis oil on his wrists before any show we did.
A little bit of carpal tunnel going on for him?
Yeah, and it helped.
And I drummed growing up Jacoby's in the Southern Baptist. Yeah, I'm a drummer myself.
I looked at that, yeah. I noticed that.
I grew up playing drums in the Southern Baptist Church and have since evolved now to rocking out in Brandon's garage with him and our other production assistants.
Doing Bobby Benton covers.
We're having a good time, and it's all under the fellowship of cannabis and good times that have been originated here in Green Bay, as a matter of fact. Unlike a lot of companies that are nationwide and providing to a vast variety of folks, we're dialed in on the communities that we serve, thus the work that we do, you know what I mean, in the communities by showing up to these events and whatnot and spreading the good word and breaking that stigma that's been held against cannabis now for thousands of years.
Yep. What? Let's talk a little bit about the outreach. Do you go and give talks to organizations? Would you do that? I don't know about the Retired Men's Club, if that would be the place I'd start. But I just think there's a lot of groups. There's the Bayshore Bicycle Club. There's just Green Bay's got so many organizations and groups that, you know, I used to go to, and you can do maybe one a day, but you can for sure do one a week. And I'm just thinking if the outreach would help your business, your industry.
100%. Yes. I mean,
we should do more. We did one in Sheboygan, the yacht club,
right?
Which was nice. It was a fun one. Our partner William, he does police stations. He goes, we'll give.
Really? Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I did one with him. Sat in with him in the Sheboygan one, and so we just go into a room and give some information.
Or even the 5K that happened the other day here in Green Bay. We sponsored that. We're out there giving good information nonetheless. Yeah.
And of course, you got the golf outing coming up. That's something that's kind of outreach for you guys too, right?
Green gives back.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of that is. So all of that is under the same umbrella as we're cannabis. We're this industry, right? But we're kind of silenced in what we can say. We can't promote ourselves 100% on traditional platforms.
Due to local and federal restrictions.
We can't promote this golf party. I want to hear more about it. How do we sign up?
Yep, so Green Gives Back, June 23rd. It's I think we got about two spots left available. You guys are sponsoring it, one of the whole sponsors.
Yes, we are.
That's amazing. Thank you, guys.
If you're a business owner out there, you're more than welcome to submit a gift basket. We can get your name recognized on some of our signage to contributing towards the players that are going to be golfing their tail off that Monday.
Brown County Golf Course, nice. Yep, June 23rd, 10 a.m.
You guys are giving back to the community as well.
Yes, proceeds are going to Old Glory Honor Flight.
And Missions
of Honor, which is the new, non-GWAD veterans. Mm-hmm. Sort of the newer veterans that are coming up now.
That's right.
We're getting.
And speaking of outreach, I'm glad you said that. I will be attending Vets with Nets. Next Friday, the America's largest veteran fishing event that happens right there at Detroit Beach Boat Club in Monroe, Michigan. I will be attending that personally and doing the outreach there, along with doing some fellowship and catching some massive walleyes with my grandfather.
Well, and you're saying veterans, you know, there's a lot of research showing that PTSD can be effectively treated with the help of some cannabis? Would you say so?
100%. The studies out there are confirming this left and right. Yeah. And even more so than cannabis now, they're talking about mushrooms. They're talking about removing the psychoactive portion of LSD and doing that in UC Berkeley. But what we focus on is that therapy. You'd be surprised how many vets work for us as a veteran-owned company. Right. The whole headquarters building is basically vets.
One more time, the website, and the golf outing is on the website as well.
Correct.
Okay, so
the d8dispensary.com.
All right, that's great. It. Guys, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you're doing for the community, and you got a great future in front of you.
I mean, thank you for your time. Genuinely.
Yeah, you guys very knowledgeable. All right, thanks for coming in. That's the dispensary. They got a lot going on. Get to their website. We're gonna be right back with Connie and the Mayor.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal court blocking President Trump's tariffs on goods from China and other countries, the U.S. Court of Criminal Trade, ruling that the president overstepped his authority under the law on imposing the tariffs. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The Trump administration overnight quick to appeal. The White House rebuking the court, saying it is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency, adding the administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to address this crisis and restore American greatness.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students effective immediately. Harvard University holding its commencement today as the Trump administration asks federal agencies to cancel about $100 million worth of contracts with the Ivy League school. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top Trump advisor. He announced his departure last night. This is ABC News.